Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can watch. And we got a lot of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Sandy Steinman. Sandy's going to become an old friend, though. He's got a lot to teach us, and we're not going to get it all out of him today. He's the author of the new book, The Small Business Turnaround Guide. Sandy, give us your website and tell us how we can find you in the book.
Sure. It's www.businessturnaroundguide.com.
All right, so check that out. And your business is there?
I do have, if I can tell them real quick, I've got an offer for your free folks.
Okay, we like offers.
And if they go to that website, and if I'm fortunate enough for them to want to buy the book, if they'll put in the word small business in the coupon code, they get an extra 10% off.
Ooh,
the price.
We like that. We like discounts.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
Absolutely, we like the discounts. Okay, good job there, Sandy. So we're talking about businesses that are in trouble. What do they look like? You know, a lot of times, Sandy, there's one overarching problem. There's a bad owner that just nobody can stand to work for. That you know, you're not gonna medicate that person, or they're just so undercapitalized that you know, if you don't inject some capital, which is not always easy, it's hard to turn around. But sometimes it's not one particular thing. It's granular things, right? A number of little mismanagement missteps.
It is exactly right, Jim. Right on the money.
And this company that we've been profiling a little bit, you were talking to us about the previous one. They didn't know what their costs were, so they weren't able to price their bids right. So, but they had some other problems too, didn't they?
Well, they did, and so we fixed that underpricing by $3 an hour, even though that was going to drive them out of business quicker. And then the next thing that we realized was that they had a group of foremen on each job, and the foreman really didn't care how many people were on the job. They had one person who was responsible for moving labor to jobs, and oh yeah, give me five more people, and so.
They weren't being evaluated based on their efficiency, were they?
Oh no! And as much as evaluated, they weren't being paid based on
right.
their efficiency. So what we did is we created a plan that said, okay, for every labor hour you save, you get to keep 30% of that value.
Well, I can just see the holes in this ship being stopped up here, all
it
over
just
the place.
Stopped, and all of a sudden, and then we knew we won. When the fellow in charge of sending labor out sent people to a job, and the guy said, "I don't need them. Take them back.
Send them back. That's costing me money."
and so it really happened in that company. They went from losing $300,000 to the first year they made $300,000. The second year they made $500,000. And the third year they made $1 million.
Wow.
And that's what you want.
Exactly. And so after that guy said, "I don't need those workers."
Yep.
Then they're having their next meeting, and somebody looked around and said, "Why are things going so much more efficiently?" And somebody said, "Well, we're not having to bail water out of the ship all the time now.
Exactly.
We're
right.
actually able to do some productive work." And at some point in time, you get to a tipping point, don't you, where you fix some things, and now all the time you spent trying to fix things that broke, you've got back to work on things that are productive.
And you can work on things like strategic planning. You know where you're going. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What are some other things that you've learned from these folks?
Well,
from the folks you've worked with over the years?
Right. You know, a lot of them have really bad communication skills. Small business owners tend to hold things very close to their, play their cards very close to their vest.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, and that's fine if they want to do everybody's job in the place. If they don't want to delegate and really expect to be able to hold people accountable, then go ahead and do that. But it doesn't work. You and I know that. So one of the things we teach them to do is, this is the biggest thing they give me a hard time about, but we teach them to have meetings weekly with their key people. And we install something called lightning reports. You know, every company has key indices, things that make it go or make it not go. and everybody is responsible for some of that. And so during those meetings, each manager gets up and talks about where they are with their key indices against what their goal is. And if it's they're not there, they don't say, "Well, boss, I don't know exactly what to do about it."
Right.
They tell them what they plan to do to fix it.
And maybe get some help from the crowd.
Absolutely.
How many times have you heard a business owner say, "Oh, we're not a big business. We don't need to have those big meetings like they do."
Every time.
Every time, right?
Yeah. Every time. Yeah. And I mean, I could say almost anything.
And every time you help them have meetings, they get better.
They do.
And we're not talking about analysis paralysis here. We're talking about one meeting a week, maybe.
We take 45 minutes to an hour. I had one owner who removed all the chairs from the meeting room. Actually, made it quicker.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, CEOs, small business CEOs, go to the first meeting to get it established. Tell them that their job requirement is to have a meeting every week, and don't go back yourself to any of them.
Absolutely.
Don't go to everyone, but it's a good idea for CEO not to show up at all of them. What do you think?
They have the meeting regardless of who's there.
Well, absolutely. But sometimes the meeting goes better when the CEO doesn't interfere.
There's no question. There's a lot more open communication.
Sandy, you got a lot more teachers. Will you come back another day?
You call me and tell me when, and I'll be
there. Let's keep talking about it. Sandy Steinman, ladies and gentlemen, Steinman. The book is called The Small Business Turnaround Guide. And check it out. He's got a free offer on the website there, too, by the way. Thanks, Sandy. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great. Hallelujah!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.